Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with a few moments to think about astronomy. Usually on this short broadcast I mention the latest from astronomy and space, and this news comes from close to Earth, in fact about 350 kilometres above the surface, from the International Space Station. It seems there's been a stowaway on board that nobody found until recently, as it was too small to be seen. A spider found its way onto the space station, and extraordinary things have happened to it. We don't know how long it's been there, or what it has found to eat, or how it has coped with a state of weightlessness, and these are going to be investigated by a team of scientists who research the effect of lengthy space missions on humans. But this spider seems to have changed significantly by spending time in space. It has grown not only quite a bit in size, now measuring a good 8 centimetres end to end, so it begs the question, why wasn't it seen up till now? And that's almost 3 times the normal size for the species. But it's also grown 2 extra, what seem to be legs, but are in fact protrusions of hair. Astronauts have often remarked on how their hair seems to grow more quickly in space. And this is an issue for the male astronauts who wish to keep beards in trim. Preventing hair clippings from wandering off into the cabin during shaving requires some deftness, and you wouldn't want to be breathing in someone else's facial hair. Anyway, back to this giant spider. It was found close to the laboratory where plants are grown and new potential medicines are tested. So speculation has it that the spider has ingested a chemical which, in combination with the weightlessness condition, has caused these unusual changes to its DNA. The animal has been dubbed the Spider from Mars after the late David Bowie's fictional rock group, though in fact there's no way it could have come from anywhere apart from planet Earth. The changes brought about by long space flights for humans are well documented. Without the protection of Earth's atmosphere and magnetosphere, astronauts are exposed to high levels of radiation. A year in low Earth orbit results in a dose of radiation 10 times that of the annual dose on Earth. Radiation has been linked to a higher incidence of cataracts in astronauts. And outside of the protection of low Earth orbit, galactic cosmic rays present further challenges to human spaceflight, as the health threat from cosmic rays increases the chances of cancer over a decade or more of exposure. A NASA-supported study reported that radiation may harm the brain of astronauts and accelerate the onset of Alzheimer's disease. Solar flare events, although rare, can give a fatal radiation dose in minutes. It's thought that protective shielding and protective drugs may ultimately lower the risks to an acceptable level. In fact, when a solar flare is predicted, astronauts on the space station seek protection behind a special panel. But not so the ultra-hairy spider. But now space agencies are considering sending different types of insects to the space station and are most interested in the hardiest of all insect life to be found on Earth, the cockroach, specifically the species found in South Africa. Apparently the Parktown prawn, as it is known, or its Latin name Libanesa disvitatus, can cope with radiation quite well. The cockroach's ability to withstand radiation better than human beings can be explained through the cell cycle. Cells are most vulnerable to the effects of radiation when they are dividing, and a cockroach's cells divide only once each time it molts, which is weekly at most in a juvenile roach. Since not all cockroaches would be molting at the same time, many would be unaffected by an acute burst of radiation, and this makes them ideal for space travel. And they are now being considered by the South African National Space Agency, SANSA, as ideal food for long space voyages, as they are full of fat and protein. Providing a steady supply of Parktown prawns to the International Space Station could be a real money spinner for SANSA and provide it with a unique contribution to space missions in the future. Well, that's something new to think about. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.